about to get weird.
13th episode.
It's about to get weird.
Some freaky shiz is gonna go down.
No, it's not. Who are we kidding?
Yeah, seriously.
Like, you can take us to meet your grandma and she'll love us. We're it's adorable. True.
Though I was out, you know, on the office, Michael. Toby, did you disturb it? Maybe some old burial grounds recently?
What was that even for?
He thought it was cursed.
The curse. We're cursed. Yeah. Angela's cat is dead. I hit Meredith with my car. We're cursed.
The office is cursed. And he wants to make a sacrifice to, like, a weird statue.
Oh, yeah, Dwight's on it. I'm on it. Ah, that show. I feel like we've talked about it before. Have we?
Yeah, I think so.
That's great.
I feel like we talk about it every time.
Well,
not on the cast, just that we see each other.
How did the Master of Light and the Master of Death combine?
Just a good idea, right? I'm pretty sure it was you.
Okay, what I remember, so don't.
No, yeah.
Quote me. We were chatting on the phone, as we do.
Yeah.
And I think, honestly, we were talking about DC and what we were excited about because we were just bored.
No, what I think happened is I called you one time to ask you about a D&D thing while I was driving. So I do inspections of construction sites for work. So I was driving and checking out construction sites, and I think I called you for Dungeons & Dragons, and then it turned into just us talking about, like, DC and everything else, and I was like, wow, you are a nerd. Like, what the freak?
I was like, you know, don't you think people want to hear from us? No. And I'm like, no, they do. No, no one wants to hear us talk. Like, Jay, they want to hear us talk.
Yeah, no. You were like, you know, we're really good at this talking thing.
I think I looked at my phone. It was like 47 minutes. And I was like,
that's like a podcast.
That's crazy.
You know what we should do? We should start one.
And I'm like, do you have a mic? Yeah, I have a really expensive mic. And I'm like, let's use it. All right.
I know. I was like, oh, a few years ago, I bought this like $150 mic.
What is it? The Yeti Blue?
Yeah, the Yeti Blue.
Which is amazing.
Blue Yeti. Yeah. So anyway, I bought it was more expensive back then. It was like half off on Amazon Prime Day. So it was like,
oh yeah,
it's almost $200, I think, when I bought it, but I got it for like $130 and I was stoked. And then I never used it.
Cause I was going to get one for me just to record like singing and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if I want to pull the trigger on that, but I'm glad you did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I love is people don't pay attention, but if they listen to our first cast, we changed our name, I think, halfway through the cast.
Because so it dumb. Was... Well, we were still figuring stuff out. Yeah. We had so many different names, too.
It was... Okay, I think the first one was... No, The Good, the Bad, and the Nerdy.
Yeah, it was what we originally were going to call ourselves.
And we were like, that's a good name. Yeah. And then, like, didn't you YouTube it?
Yeah, so I kept searching stuff. We kept finding things that had already been used. And I didn't want to be like... someone sloppy seconds.
Yeah, and it wasn't even like a podcast name.
So bad, I'm sorry.
It was like, I think it was just like an episode, but we didn't like the people that were doing it. I think they were like, they aren't real nerds. Like, we were just offended by them.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that was what they called themselves, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it was, do you even nerd, bro?
Oh, no, that one had a following. That's what it was. Yeah. That was the other one we were going to do.
Yeah, do you even nerd, bro? Because we were like, you know what? We're pretty muscular gym rats. Do you even lift, bro? And we're like, no. Do you even nerd, bro?
Yeah.
And I think that was a podcast name, like a name of an episode. But they're like wannabe buff dudes or something.
And that's just like a catchphrase that we throw around now.
Actually, have you noticed we turned all our old names into catchphrases?
Yeah. The Good, the Bad, and the Nerdy.
What we named it that podcast. Like, that's our name. And then we're like, no, it's not. The Good, the Bad, and the Nerdy. But we're like, we can use that for talking about movies.
Yeah.
Whatever we want.
What I loved is we kind of came up with our last name. So my last name's Mortimer. Don't Facebook me. So it sounds like death, Mort, Mortician,
well,
Morticia.
Mort is Latin for death.
Yeah. And then your last name is Luz, which is either Spanish or Portuguese.
It's Latin light.
Latin light. Yeah, for light. Okay, I thought it... Well, they're Latin-based languages.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
It's okay, hush.
I'm just messing. I'm trying to teach you.
Thank you. I didn't realize you spoke a dead language, Johnny.
I do. Every language is dead.
Anyway, so Deadlight, Mortimer, Luz, and then nerds, just because we're nerds.
And it's funny because wasn't there a video game called Deadlight?
Yeah, there was a video called Deadlight.
When we were debating, like, should we just keep it Deadlight? Like, yeah. And we almost pulled the trigger on Deadlight Nights.
Oh, yeah.
But I was like, no, nerds sound better, but we should call our fans, which is just people that we know.
Yeah, Knights.
Knights. And it's Night of the Week. Which we have one this time, right? Because we forgot last time.
Oh, yeah, we totally forgot. So this week, thank you, Johnny. This week, Tom Oviatt is our Knight of the Week. He's my brother-in-law, coolest brother-in-law ever.
Shout out.
Yeah,
he gives, He gives good critiques. I like that he gives cool critiques. Like, cause
he's listened to every cast. I don't know how he hasn't made it onto the Night of the Week beginning. This is Night of the Week times two.
Double time.
And yeah, we forgot for last week and this week. Speaking of Tom, too, he got ticked because we didn't mention any oldies. He was like, you guys talked about, like, Britney Spears?
How old is he?
He pretends he's 50, but he's like, 28. He's athletic and beautiful.
Don't even nerd, bro. Like, don't even.
No. Well, he grew up on all these oldies. He's like everyone, you.
The thing is...
But we didn't even bring it up. He's like, I'm trying to think of some of the people he mentioned.
Yeah, he mentioned The Who.
Eagles, The Who. Yeah. Well, at one point I said The Who, you know? And he's like, that doesn't count. Well, Foreigner. I'm trying to think of who else he likes.
Well, there was... The thing is like...
The Doobie Brothers. Doobie with my brothers.
Doobie Bros.
The Doobie Brothers. Isn't that Michael who says that on The Office?
Yeah.
Going back to
Michael. Yeah, when he got Alicia Keys concert. And so what happened
Styx,
is...
Styx, Journey... Boston? I actually really like Boston.
Well, the premise wasn't, like, music that inspired us. The premise is concerts you've seen. I haven't seen any of those bands. You know,
that's true. But we didn't even bring them up like bands we want to see, because we had, like, a fantasy session.
I guess that's true.
No one brought up anything.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to see Kiss. My dad was a Kiss Army.
Really?
78, Kiss Army.
Huh.
Used to listen to them a lot.
I think of all the oldies out there, I'd either want to see the Eagles, or I'd want to see, that's mostly just for my dad, but, what's the other band? Shoot, dang, I don't remember.
Was it Foreigner? Was it Boston?
No, Boston. Boston was the other one. Boston would have been sick.
Feeling.
Yeah, they're cool. I like them. I can kind of get lost in their albums. But Eagles, I think, are a band that I would like to see back in the day.
Yeah. Hey, you know what they did? They set the way for everybody else.
Have you ever heard of a band called Luther Vandross?
I've heard of a very, very sensual R&B singer called Luther Vandross.
What about Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Do you remember when it was mine? Do you really not know this?
No, I don't know either of these. These are bands.
You're disgusting.
He was like, you didn't even bring these up. And I was like, I don't even know who those are.
That's disgusting.
It was like Thanos in Endgame. Dude. He was the Scarlet Witch. You took everything from me. And I was like, I don't even know who these people are.
Oh, dude, celebrate good times. Come on.
I've heard the song.
Yeah,
but...
Yeah, so that's like that.
Come
that
on,
genre.
Celebrate.
So that, yeah, Luther Vandross. That's funny that he brought that up because that guy was very like that R&B. Like let's get.
Dude, he moving. Loves that. He's kind of. It's funny. He's kind of. I think more 70s than 60s because we went back to like Beatles. But yeah, I liked Elvis growing up. Anyway, this wasn't supposed to be about music. This was your time, Tom. We did this for you.
The makeup sesh.
I did this for you.
This is for you.
Yeah, we're making up for lost.
We should do time. That if. Dear knights out there, if we ever skip something in a topic that you want said, dude, just text us, IM us, DM us, whatever people use, and we'll more than likely say it, because we run out of topics quick.
Not only that, but it's just nice to hear feedback and what people think. Miss stuff.
That's true.
My sister makes fun of me. She's like, okay, she comes up in every cast.
Yeah, she makes like, up of everybody.
She sent me a gif of like someone like bashing their head in or something, and she was like, this is me every time you get something wrong. He's like... She's like, you forget actors' names. You got the Sasquatch story wrong. Really, that story has changed so much over the years.
Yeah, I've had
but
friends.
But I still believe it.
Had friends be like, do you want me just to sit next to you and read you IMBD names? Because it drives them through the roof. Because they're like saying the names. And you and me are like, what are the names? And they're like yelling in their cars wherever they listen to the names. I'm like, I'm sorry we draw blanks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, it's hard when you're on air, okay? Why don't you come out and do it?
Yeah, live on air. Because
we'll
edit this later.
Come to guys Scott.
Actually, please. We love it. We've been doing a lot of fun panels. We have more panels coming up.
Yeah. We've got, so next week, I'm really excited about this one. We've got one where it's just like a dirty jobs, but different. It's just like bad work.
It's just, everyone's had their blue collar. You are, you do it. And you hate it at the time, but you remember them fondly. That was horrible. I will never go back to that, but I'm glad I did it. And I've had funny stories. So we're going to share some funny stories and a legit story. We have a fireman coming on.
Ooh. Yeah. That's the thing. We have a fireman friend and we were like, hey dude, can you tell us like some stuff?
I have all these questions.
I have a question. Like if I turn on a fire hose, will it really like swing me around? Like, you know what I'm talking about?
I am shocked you don't have a
question. In a
cartoon,
you see people swing around on the hose.
I really thought you were going to ask them where to buy the calendars.
Oh.
Fireman calendar. That's what I thought your first question was.
That's okay. I've been secretly sneaking into his room and taking photos. So I have my own calendars.
We should post that.
Yeah.
Deadlight Nerd calendars?
It's explicit content.
Okay. Then we'll do it for the... What's the Patreon site? The higher levels?
Yeah.
You pay? The VIPs.
Yeah. Get on Patreon. If you pay enough, we'll send you the calendar.
Send you the calendar. It's mainly just us holding a guitar.
No, it's all him. Because otherwise we won't get money.
That is true.
We'll just sneak some of ours in. How did that get there?
Every third month. It's a picture of us. Like, thumbs up, reading a comic book on the side.
Yeah.
That's funny. I love it. So it's going to be exciting. And then I talk about my waiter job. So it'll be some fun. That's actually really Atlanta jokes. So that'll be a fun one to do. But yeah, we talked about our origins. I'm proud of us. Because people ask, how'd you get your name? And I'm like, you've known us for 30 years. You don't know how we got our names.
Oh, shout out to another night. And we haven't made him a night of the week yet. We haven't made him a night. Maybe next week he will be. Have we made Andy? Griff? Andy Ford?
Who? The one I said was dead to me last
week?
Yeah. No.
All right, maybe next week. But he texted us after he listened to our first cast. And he was like, I really like your guys' name. Like, he understood that it made sense with our last names. And he's always been a little too bright for his own good.
A little too bright.
I know. He's so smart. I hate him. Sassy comments.
I hate him. Gross. But I love origin stories, though. Okay, here's what I was thinking. Because, you know, I have a bit of a drive. It's like 10 minutes to get to you. And I'm like, comic book origin stories are gnarly. Or just superheroes. Because no matter what, they have to have a death. Like, revengeful. Or it's a lab accident.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to ask Jay this, so I am now. What's your favorite origin? It doesn't have to be like exactly. We'll just do a top five or whatever. What would you rather have to you?
So just based on what you're saying, it makes me think of, there's a Rick and Morty episode where they like meet up with these actual heroes in outer space, and Rick puts them through like Saw in space, like the creepy show where you have to escape or you die. Anyway, part of it is like to solve this puzzle, and they have to figure out which hero like had all these things, like a tragic origin, and like is an orphan and all these really sad things. And the point of it was that any of them could be any one of them.
Because none Morty of them solved are special. Yeah. How'd you solve this like, so quick? None of you guys are special.
None of you are special. It's meant to like make fun of you.
That's anyway, how it is, though.
Yeah, it totally is. It's very, it's spot on. Actually, I was thinking about that. One of my favorite origin stories, most people don't know, his name's Booster Gold.
Okay, I know Booster Gold.
You know, I know Booster Gold.
DC, dude. DC.
Yeah, DC. Thank you. Anyway, so
I watch a lot of Smallville.
Well, I like him because he's kind of just like a pompous dude who was bored and is like, he's from the future and he was bored. So he went to the museum, stole a bunch of future stuff, and then traveled back in time. And now he's like playing as a superhero. I don't really get how that works with like timelines and stuff, how people don't come get him, but...
Oh, don't worry. Timelines don't matter.
Not in superheroes, it's true.
Don't even try to think about him.
But I just think it's funny that Booster Gold is...
Wasn't he a football player, too? Like,
a football star.
So imagine if Tom Brady gets bored or gets hurt. Like, he was never Tom Brady, and he's just like, you know what? I'm just going to go back in time and be a hero.
Yeah. And he's got this little flying robot with him. I thought that was a cool origin story because it was so different.
It is really different.
A lot of people hate him, but he's actually really, like... In the hero group, a lot of people hate him, but he can be a pretty genuine guy from what I've seen. I'm not that in-depth with the old comics, but I'm in-depth with a lot of the stories that are more recent. Especially if it's like cartoons or
TV.
I love cartoons.
Dude, I love cartoons too. Because there's only so many origin stories. There's only so many stories told that you have to change it. Like, you're not going to have the same story. Like, there's a Superman where he falls to Russia instead of the U.S.
Ooh.
So he takes over for the USSR is what controls everything, and it's communist. And that's just a different timeline. And it's super cool. Batman has over 300 timelines.
One where he's a vampire.
Side note, mom, cover your ears. He's a gay vampire. It's super weird with Robin.
Really?
It's so weird. It's weird. I don't know if he's gay, but he like erotically bites Robin. I was reading it. I was reading the synopsis of it. I wasn't reading the comics. They're kind of hard to find.
Yeah.
And I was like, I might just get it for collections. It's just so weird.
It's so bizarre.
And there's one where Bruce Wayne dies and his dad takes over. Like,
that's a cool Flashpoint.
One. Yeah, Flashpoint.
That's a really interesting
Flashpoint's
one.
Cool.
We're going into timelines. Origin stories. Captain Atom is really cool. Origin story too. I don't know if you're familiar
Iron
with
Man?
This. Yeah, he kind of is, but he's like Iron Man and Captain America combined, though.
He is a little more of a Boy Scout.
Yeah, and he's a military guy. He's really loyal. There's a lot of times in the comic books he'll actually turn against the Justice League because the government says,
really?
Yeah, the government will say, hey, like the Justice League are above the law, we can't have it. So there's a few times where he'll go after Superman, and it's cool because he can. So his origin is basically he was in this like he had a radioactive suit on. And he was in this big, like, nuclear explosion, like, at a power plant. And rather than dying, like, somehow he absorbed it. And I don't know. There's a whole bunch to it. I thought it was a pretty cool story. I like how it kind of plays out. But what's interesting is he can manipulate radiation. So he'll get in fights with Superman, and he'll turn his, like, fists to, you know, our star is a yellow star or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if it's a blue star, it kind of drains Superman's power.
Oh, yeah.
So he'll have blue star radiation, and they'll be going at it. And he's just, like, wrecking up on Superman. It's pretty fun, actually. It's kind of cool because he's torn between like serving the USA and, you know, because he was in the military when the explosion happened, and I don't know. It's a cool origin.
So for our D&D nerds, he's chaotic good, chaotic neutral. Yeah.
I would say he's like lawful neutral.
Oh, really?
Because, I mean, I guess think you're about right, it. Lawful. He doesn't care if he's fighting his own Supermans. He's neutral towards that, but he's very lawful. Like, he has to follow the government orders or whatever. That's what happens is the generals come in and they say, hey, like, this...
Here's your orders, and you just
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, go attack Superman.
Because chaotic, you always question things.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
so,
cool.
So it's interesting, I think, you know, Batman and Superman are pretty, for their time, they were really cool, and that's what kind of launched superheroes. I mean,
well, the action idea of, action comics is what started it all, Superman.
Yeah, but well, and just thinking, you know, a guy who gets shipped out of space, that's a cool origin they did there. I don't think it was always that way. I think when they first made it was different, wasn't it? Or maybe he was just a lot more underpowered. Yeah. Superman's evolved a lot.
They had to at times.
You couldn't jump over buildings and like the over skyscrapers.
You could leap over it, really?
Or he barely could, but okay. Now he can like. He couldn't fly originally. He was strong, but he wasn't like move planets strong.
Did he always have the cape?
Yeah, no capes.
No, he had the cape. Oh yeah, no capes because of Incredibles. But he always had the cape because the first I've seen the first action comic.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really, and it's just him lifting up a green car.
Yeah, yeah.
It's super cool.
It's pretty different. So those are my favorite. They're, and you know, it's funny, I actually don't love that many of Marvel's. I don't think any of Marvel's are that like groundbreaking. They're good, but well, I don't have any origin in Marvel that I love.
Because Cap, science experiment, everyone else is, they're all science based, right? There's not really.
Yeah, Hulk, no, science experiment.
How many are vengeful in Marvel? Other than like Hawkeye, maybe? There's not that many people that are like vengeful. Like, you know, DC has a lot of guys that are like, oh, my family died.
Yeah, where Bruce Wayne just beats people to a pulp because he's just angry with his life. His head's messed up.
I struggle with Bruce Wayne.
I kind of like him.
Yeah, of course you do, because you're an anti-hero.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I was just thinking of that, because there's a lot of just different... Because I actually had talked about how DC has the better villains, Marvel has the better heroes, but now Marvel has the worst origin stories.
So yeah, you put that to the kind of true. Yeah. There is some stuff that's cool in Marvel. I'm trying to think in terms of origin stories. I just saw Spider-Man, but I don't really want to go into it yet. But one thing I will say that I like... no, I can't even say that. I'll say it next time.
Okay. Ooh, spoilers.
Yeah, I can't spoil anything. Okay. Sorry.
Well, the thing is that they love spoilers. Our fans do. So just spoil it. No, just kidding. Everyone hates spoilers.
No, I'm not going to say it.
That's crazy. No,
I didn't think it was a spoiler when I started that, and then I started to think about it, and I'm like, it's enough of a spoiler that I won't.
Everything's
a
spoiler.
Yeah.
I think, this is just me, out loud, to myself, for you, villains kind of have the cooler origin stories. I mean, majority of my PhDs, that they have to look into that.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, so I don't trust doctors anymore now. And they're never doing bad in their mind. Like, you know what, I'm doing this, like Freeze, he's doing it to save his wife. Who wouldn't do it to save their wives, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
So they're not, they go about it maybe
Mr.
differently.
Mr. Freeze.
Oh, sorry. You're...
Hey, chill out, man.
Take two of these and call me in the morning. Worst Batman movie ever.
You know, the chill out, that's from like the Batman with George Clooney.
Yeah, I know, and that's he's, because he's like, oh.
We need to chill.
and then he's like... My friend is dying, and he gives him two vials. Take two of these and call me in the morning. I'm like, oh, Arnold.
Okay, there's a random scene, just side note. If you ever watch, you probably won't, but maybe your kids are watching it someday. There's a scene where they're, like, ice skating, right? And Mr. Freeze escapes in a rocket in the old George Clooney movie. Anyway, like, immediately as he's up in the rocket, he's, like, on this, like, little, like, he's got these two control things that he's doing, and he goes, oh, yes. It's like he's looking at this little monitor.
I got
but
it.
But it's just, like, such satisfaction. It's so random, and in this movie, I love it.
I probably want to rewatch it now. Now I want to rewatch it.
Yeah. Just watch it for that scene.
I've been
it's so random and weird. Like, what is he doing? He's controlling the rocket? It doesn't make any sense. Why is he so excited? I don't know. Rewatch it. It's funny.
So would you rather be a vengeful origin, or would you rather have chemical lab, or born with it like an X-Men? Like, it's just your gene.
Like, if I were one of them?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't want a vengeful one, because then I'm something terrible.
You're always pouting?
Well, no, because then something terrible would have happened to me, you know?
Yeah, but it made you who you are.
I'm like the Punisher.
Ugh, another anti-hero.
Yeah, exactly. No, I would want to be just like an accident, probably.
Okay. So if I find like a chemical spill, call you up,
uh-huh.
Tell you to
toxic
just lie
waste.
In it. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Did you ever watch
just come pour it on me.
Oh, Sky High.
Yeah, yeah.
I loved
it. The bus driver falls into a toxic waste.
Oh my,
waste.
Get out of my head sometimes, dude. What were we were doing something like that too. Like, you just text me at night, and I'm like, oh, it's an Office reference. And you're like, that's literally where I got it from. And I'm like,
yeah, that was weird.
We should probably not. see each other, like, just once a week.
Yeah, we should hang out less.
Yeah, I think...
Like, I do that sometimes with my other friends. I've done that with Chad sometimes. You don't have we'll both start to quote things at once. Yeah, or I do it with Chris. It's so bad. We joke about that.
That's so crazy. You know what I did notice in the corner? You got a new member of your family here, a black Yamaha.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Not was a motorcycle. It, for those it, who think oh, Yamahas yeah, are all motorcycles, it's a guitar.
It's a go-tar. I've never even heard of a go-tar before.
Yeah, so this is my musician origin story.
Yeah, my was it based on our podcast?
No, it was based on you. Yeah, you kept coming over and playing the guitar, and I was like, oh, my wife was always like, I need a guitar. No, that didn't happen at all. I'm kidding.
That's almost what happened.
What happened your wife needed a guitar. No, what happened is you kept coming over, and I was like, wow, that's really sick. And then we went over to my uncle's, and he was like, you need to buy your wife a guitar, because she was playing his and doing really well. So I said, fine, and so I bought her one.
I'm pretty sure you're like, if this idiot can do it, anyone can do it.
Anyone can do it, yeah.
And
yeah.
You're right, it could. Because I have people ask me, because I started way late on the guitar. I think it was like 21. Most people start in high school. I was dumb.
Dude, most people who are good at the guitar started like...
14, junior high.
Like younger, like yeah. 8.
And my good friend growing up, that's when he started. And he wanted to play the drums, and I'm like, no, too loud to play the guitar. And then what I did is I got the bass at 21, because my dad played music. I'm like, oh, I'll get the bass. And my friend's like, all right, I'll come jam with you, because I never played anything before. But I picked up his guitar, and I just made up a chord, and then I just started playing it.
Yeah, play it.
And I was like, my friend's like, do you know what you're doing? I'm like, yeah. And then I was like, oh, wait, let me move it up the neck. And that's all I did. And I was like, oh, maybe I'm into this. So I went and I just bought a guitar.
For $80?
No, it was I bought a guitar and an amp at like a pawn shop, like an electric guitar, a really crappy one, but it was electric music. So, you know, you really hear it. And I didn't have an acoustic.
Slide.
Yeah, and I'm like, I didn't have an acoustic, so I want to play rock music. I want to play Rage. And then I was like, wait a minute, I can't take that anywhere. I can't impress anybody just playing rock music. Because no one really could jam with me at the time.
Yeah, and two, if you go over to someone's house and they have a guitar, and you're like, wait, I need an electric guitar and an amp. Bring it out.
Yeah, seriously.
And
it's annoying to like jam with people unless they have it there. And I had a little crappy amp. I'm like, all right, I'll go take it. And it just wasn't as good. So I got an, like, I combined again acoustic electric, which is a guitar. And like acoustic guitar, you can play acoustically. And you can always plug it to an amp. So I'm like, all right, this will do. Because I wanted to be more of an indie player anyways.
Yeah.
And so we would just play like, yeah, for hours. Yeah. We're so good at music. Right, Jay? Yeah.
I don't play.
Dude, this is you. It's weird. I just handed you the guitar. How'd you learn this so quickly?
Okay. I don't like you teasing me. Because then other people are going to be like, was that really you?
And you'll be like, yes, it was really me.
No.
And then I started learning more. And I got mad and mad because Dashboard Confessionals, right? A band we all grew up loving. They have this one song, the Remember to Breathe. Such a pretty song, and then I learned how to play it. I'm like, literally all you're doing is you have two fingers in the same spot and you're just moving your index finger up and down. And it got me so angry because I'm trying to write these elaborate songs. Yeah, like it took me hours to do it. I'm like, it's so great. And then you see like a legitimate band play three chords and it sounds amazing, and I'm doing like 19 chords, I gotta transition to this, and they're just like, nah, dude, three chords.
There's I think someone said, some famous, I don't know, I heard this is a secondhand quote, but some famous guitarist said that he never made a dime over, like, outside of open chords, or outside of three chords, he never made a dime, or something like that. Like,
because country music, not to rag on, because, you know, I love my Casey Musgraves.
No, country, my sister and I hate country music.
Yeah, but country is just open chords.
I already told you this last week.
Like, hey, I hate this song! On. Yeah, country like, come to the quarry and see my dog, and I will be with you. And that's just open chords.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's not difficult.
Here, okay, do that again. Go. I want to sing a song.
All right.
Got beer in my truck, and I don't give a crap. And I like to hang out with hot girls, Billie Jean jeans.
That's a country.
Yeah, I know. There's so many country songs that are just garbage.
And I will say for the record, I did not learn the guitar to meet girls, okay? I feel like you did. Here's the thing.
You're like, Johnny, you're like a 7 or an 8, and you jump a whole other point because of the guitar. Now you're like an 8 or a 9.
Artist exemption, because I had a crap car for a while, so it didn't matter. Did we just quote? She's out of my league.
Yeah.
There's like two listeners that will know this.
Yeah. It's on Netflix, so go watch it. Other than it's it swears amazing. A ton, but it's really funny.
Correct swearing, though.
Yeah. So, but who's in it is the guy from How to Train Your Dragon, the skinny guy. Jay, whatever. I know his name's Jay, and he's, I'm awkward. Oh. And then if you've seen Ready Player One, he's also in Deadpool.
Yeah.
He's a really funny friend with the curly hair.
He looks like Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
And then a random, good-looking blonde guy that's, nothing in it. I love that guy. He's my favorite.
He's so funny.
And then
his advice,
their best friend is this typical kid you'd find a nerdy Utah kid.
Yeah.
Won't even swear. Won't even write it down on a piece of paper.
No. He'll write it down on a piece of paper.
Oh yeah, that's right. And he has 30 friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
Just your front of the mill nerdy friend that you're like, I want to be friends with this guy. Just a sweet guy.
Like us. Except for you. You're the artist. I'm the friend.
You're the good looking friend.
Blonde one.
You're the good looking friend.
No, I'm the ugly friend, and then Chris is the one with the curly hair who throws the bowling ball.
And he's just angry out of nowhere. Bring it, Brunswick. That's so funny.
But sure, we're missing someone.
I did, because you'd find a guitar and you'd hang out with people, and then I start to play stuff, and they're like, girls don't know a lot of these indie stuff, so I use it as my own. I was like, yeah, I wrote this, but it wasn't me. But I stole it from them because they're so indie they didn't know.
And then after 30 seconds, they'd be like, oh, next song.
Next song. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Have you found that? Do people just they can only take a song for a little while?
They literally just want to hear the intro.
I love it.
Switch songs. All right. But then I was like, you know what? I should impress
these
girls.
Do another song. I want to hear more.
Okay.
Do one more.
What song do you want to
hear? Do Jumper.
Jumper? Oh, yeah. We learned it today. You want to sing it?
No. I'm trying to learn this one right now. Makes me want to jump off a cliff, which makes Johnny say,
"Ayo, don't do it."
No, the song, "Ayo." I wish you would step back from that ledge.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend.
There you go.
But here's what I had. I had to
learn
one
the
song.
Guitar later on.
Yeah, I had to learn this one for the lady. Wait, how did it go?
I know the song.
Whoa.
You're embarrassing me from the wizard. That's pretty good. Jack Johnson.
So that was for the ladies. I haven't played it for a while because I haven't known any ladies.
Yeah, I know. I got to pull out my Mr. Stark quote. That's pretty sick, dude.
It taught you bar chords.
So how long did it take you before you were pretty good at the
guitar? So I would be like, I know open chords, this one, just a generic one.
Yeah,
I know what I'm doing, but it's not really a song. It's a song that I wrote because I like to write it. I don't like rules. And then I was like, okay, what's a hard song? Beatles, Blackbird, because it's finger picking and moving up and down. And I told my friend, dude, I can play this. And I was like, and then he was like, that wasn't perfect. Don't say you can play it till it's perfect. And I was like, all right. So I got all nervous about it. And it was, and that's how it started. It's what I tell people when they start is go slow, pick a song you like, and just play it. There's no other way to do it. Learn open chords. C, D, 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 D. And then I even try to be cool, Ben Folds has that break song. A song that's a piano song that you played on the guitar.
Yeah.
Switch it up. That's a really fun one to do. So I used to do that one a lot. And then I add our trusty capo, changes the pitch of the key, and I can just do a lot of fun stuff with that.
Yeah.
So I recommend it. I recommend you do what you want to do on the guitar. Just remember to invite us.
So was it hard learning it at an older age, you'd say? Were you at a disadvantage?
Well, okay. You have to really want to do it because you got to practice. We have a friend right now that learned it, and I think he's pretty good. He plays metal music a lot. All right, it's Chris. He was here. He's not bad. But he's like, I want to play more because I go home, and you have to have dedication. Luckily, I blew out my knee playing basketball, so I was in bed, so I was holding it, and it was right next to my bed, and I picked it up, and that helped me a lot.
When you say you blew out your knee, are you talking
tore my ACL.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So I was in bed rest for 2 weeks, but it's right there, so I picked it up a little more than I should, but I hate following the rules, so I don't like to learn a song, I just write my own. The annoying thing is, it's I'm not doing anything different. It's the same chords, you just switch it up a little bit.
Yeah.
sounds like it's a whole different song, but it's the same song as this. But I'm just hammering on. See, that's once you learn the little.
So you were. What was the difference? You were just strumming differently.
So not only that. So it's called a hammer on. It's when you use one finger to hit the chord.
Okay.
Instead of strumming it, instead of doing that, I'm hitting it. So it's like.
Yeah.
So it's a little cheat. Like Ed Sheeran does that a lot. He's a good player.
You know, it's kind of cool. And yesterday there's a scene where he tries to do like a battle of the bands, and the guy who's stealing all the Beatles music does it with him. But then he plays like the guy pulls out a Beatles song, starts playing it, and the Ed Sheeran dude. That's not what you say. Ed Sheeran.
Because he's British.
Yeah. He said, he was like, oh, what does he say? He says basically, wow. Like, he's like, I couldn't compete with this.
Oh, really?
The idea. Yeah, and I think it was like his homage to like the Beatles.
That is true. And I was trying to show you, like, the Beatles played like a 12 string, and they're just gnarly guys, man.
Well, and what I heard is that the Beatles would play for 10,000 hours. They would play all the time. Because they would just go to, it was their like full-time job. They'd go to a pub, and they would just play for 8 hours.
You have to. It's crazy. Again. Like, Kiss that I brought up.
Some people don't. It's crazy. No. Some people get out there, and they're not even that good.
What was that? Ron Swanson, he had that, him in real life, he had that quote, and he's just like, luck is, yeah, he has it, and he's like, it's not his quote, but he was quoting it, and he's like, luck is when dedication meets opportunity. I'm like, that's true. Like, if you're practicing every night at a club, yeah, you might see someone, but you're practicing. You're not just like, oh, I'm going to go once every 4 months, hope to get lucky.
Yeah.
Because that's what you have to do. Like, you have to go, like, I have a friend who's like, you know, she tries all the time, and she may never get it, but at least she's out there trying it.
Yeah.
So I give him credit. Like, if you think you're an amazing singer, go audition for The Voice or whatever. You might not get it, but at least you did it.
Yeah. Well, even people who audition sometimes, I think David Archuleta, the first time he did.
He got bounced, right?
Yeah. Or maybe there was a guy who won Britain's Got Talent who was a dancer, and the first time they didn't like him. And then the second time he came back a few years later and won the whole thing.
See, because that's funny too, because when you play live, you know, I've only done a couple of live concerts before. I did my rock and roll air quotes.
Yeah.
The first time I did it was at a wedding, and I played with, like, they're real musicians. So my badness, like, was masked, and I didn't, you know, there's no mess ups, and it was so good. And then the other two times I played, like, I'd mess up a lot. And it's like, and you get frustrated, like, I don't want to play anymore. But every artist I've ever heard, they have that story. Amp blew out, a string broke halfway through, but you just do it. Like, no matter what, you just got to keep at it.
Yeah. Why don't you play two more songs for Johnny real quick?
What do you want? I don't even know what to do anymore.
I don't know. Play.
You want my sleepy nighttime song? I should play this when we're sad. So it's the same.
We'll play that one last.
Oh yeah, I'll what's it called? Sign us off on it. Be our new sign off song.
Yeah. Can you play any? Just we talked about those other bands. Can you play any Eagles? Any Foreigner? Anything?
I used
like
to
that?
Do Boston. I don't want any Foreigner.
Can you do Boston?
I just hate playing. I used to do. We covered More Than a Feeling, but I forgot it. If you don't play these enough, you forget things super quickly.
Yeah.
Let's
pretty long. That's pretty close there.
Yeah, it's just because I'm hitting the strings. I don't know. We'll have a better nights. Ask for some music, and we'll do a better. We'll do a live concert. Because that was our goal. Remember, we're talking about doing a live podcast.
Yeah.
And we'll open with a fun little ditty for them.
We're gonna do a music video. Yeah, we'll do something fun. What we want to do is rewrite a song, kind of, and gear it towards.
I think they're called parodies.
Yeah. Parade of the parodies.
Parodies are for me. Yeah. Are for me. So I'll say goodnight to our night. Sing us a lullaby. No, we did not just write this right now. We spent more than 5 minutes planning this cast. No, we didn't.
I didn't even know we were casting today. Johnny just showed up in his underwear and was like, let's cast. I said, well, first, that's, let's get you some pants.
My wife's here today. Put pants on.
What the hell are you doing, man?
Most of our casts. Well, I told you no video means no pants. Why do you think we don't get the same people to come back? Only boys.
What?
I don't know what I'm going to do. A lot of this will be edited out.
I thought this was one of those, like, like sensual like guitar things. I was just gonna have the guitar and you couldn't tell if I was wearing my undies or not.
Just like Andy on Parks and Rec.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Be careful when I go to your door. I'm not gonna finish that statement,
dude,
cause my mom advertises this podcast all the time.
Dude, what we should have done is had you pretend like you didn't know what a guitar was.
A go-tar.
Then, yeah, yeah. And then just like,
wait a minute. Was this a skit we were trying to do at Guitar Center
we
once?
We should do that, yeah, yeah.
We still will.
Yes, yes.
Check
yes.
Our YouTube page will be legit nights, don't worry. We should probably do a better sign-off. Nah, we shouldn't.
Nah, let's leave it at that. Just hit a few more chords and we'll say toodles.
Toodles, everybody.
Toodles.
Let's end it how we started it. Not added like that. Cut that part out.